the Avengers podcast, where we assemble weekly to binge the MCU and all things nerd, old and new. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and Threads. Avengers podcast. One word, ladies and gentlemen, AVINGERS podcast. Give us a like, a comment, and let us know what you think of the show. You want to check out the video version of this podcast? YouTube.com/TheAvengers. Give us a like, a comment, a subscribe. Let us know what you think. We'd love to hear from you. Like to support the show? Patreon.com/Avengers podcast. $1 gets you access to our Discord, exclusive movie reviews, pre-show banter. $1, guys, patreon.com/Avengers podcast. Support the show today. Keep our lights on and the podcast alive. Appreciate it. But I'm just one of your hosts, Brandon. I can't do it alone. Emmy, how you doing? Oh, no.
I feel beautiful.
Wonderful. Wonderful, Emmy.
Emmy, your word vomit.
your 2002 internet is acting up. You need to get it better. I'm just saying. Keith, how you doing?
I spend all day keeping this eye clean specifically for the podcast, and then bam, eyelash.
Oh, right there. Fucker. Right there. Guys, eyelashes. That's what this episode's all about. If you came here looking for... If you came here, it's like, oh, I really want to listen to, you know, their episode talking about Hela, you know, you're not going to get it. You're just going to get eyelash talk. So welcome. No, joking. Guys, we are here reviewing season 2, episode 7 of What If. What if Hela found the Ten Rings? So if you've not watched What If season 2, episode 7, please don't listen any further. We're going to jump right into it. If you like this episode, listen at your own risk. We're gonna jump right in, give our thoughts, and here we go. Spoilers, you've been warned. All right, guys. Keith, I'm gonna start with you, man. So Emmy went first then I went first. Now it's your turn. What did you think? Hela found the Ten Rings, man. It's such an original story that we haven't seen in the MCU before. I'm just curious your thoughts.
This episode, I was really excited at first because I love Hela and I love Wenwu and any reference to Shang-Chi at this point, right?
Yes.
Getting to hear Cate Blanchett again, or Cate Blanchett, depending on where you're from. getting to hear her play Hela again was awesome.
Yeah.
And then the episode just kind of aggravated me from there on. I was a little disappointed not getting to hear Tony Leung's voice, because I think that his performance as Wenwu is so fucking good. Hearing Cate Blanchett get to shine and not getting to hear Tony was a little sad, but interesting concept, I guess. Again, it is to me one of the lazier written ones, because they did just take, you know, the Thor one script and add some Ten Rings to it and give it to Hela. So yeah, I had some funny moments, but overall I'd put this near the bottom for the season. For me.
I'm worried because you and I are very similar, and Emmy's kind of been the wet blanket, and I'm gonna laugh if we're similar again and Emmy likes this episode. This episode was Thor with some rings and put Hela in it. Don't get me wrong, there's some pros. Cate Blanchett is the pro. I think she was wonderful. I thought she did a great job voice acting. However, a lot of the story, a lot of the casting you out, and a lot of the Odin remarks and all this stuff is stuff we've seen before.
But it's Hela this time.
Yeah, cool. It's still the same story. I want to see Hela go on a fresh new adventure where she's not being casted out just like her brother. What if Odin decided to like do the same thing he did to Thor to Hela? That's crazy, right? And then she proves she's worthy of her helmet instead of a hammer. Wouldn't that be weird?
Who could have seen that ending coming?
Yeah, fuck, I didn't. It copy paste. And that's what I felt like. Yeah, there are some really cool elements with Wenwu. There are some great elements with Cate Blanchett and how she learns the power of the, I do appreciate that. There are some branches, but the through line of the entire story is Thor's arc in the very first Thor movie. Seen it. Cate Blanchett, Hela is too good of a character to just copy and paste. Give me her own adventure. I don't need this. I would rather see something else. Anyway, not my favorite, definitely my biggest critique of What If is the copy and paste format sometimes of what if Hela was Thor? You know, like, I don't know. Like, okay, that doesn't feel earned to me at all. You know, these characters deserve a better story than just, hey, look, remember that? And now it's her. Okay. I don't know. Anyway, here's Emmy with her thoughts on why she loved it.
All right. I liked this one a lot.
Because I love
Shang-Chi.
God damn it. I like Shang-Chi too. Because Brandon didn't like it. He hated Shang-Chi. No, Shang-Chi's a fantastic movie. This sucked. Sorry, God. I'll shut up now.
Okay. I will say I did get a little bit bored in the end. With
why? Because you'd seen the whole thing before? Sorry, I'll stop again. I'm done. I'm sorry. I'm so... Emmy, you're just so different than me this entire fucking series. I can't do it.
It's true. I'll remind you, season one. Right. And you hated.
You both put season one as your second least and first least favorite thing of the two phases. I really thought you'd see more eye to eye, I'll be honest.
I thought so too.
Yeah. Well, you know, I really liked the fire knives. I thought that was a really funny touch. I thought that was fucking hysterical.
Yes, that was.
I'm okay with the lazy writing. I see where you guys are coming from. I completely see it. I ate that shit up. I liked it.
Fair.
Just plug in a different character. See how the simulation runs out.
Yeah.
It's like playing The Sims. I enjoy it.
That's it for me.
They got the name for Sims.
That's it for me. This episode's done.
Their simulation.
Any final thoughts, Keith and Emmy, before we call it a show? Because I'm not arguing any further. No, I'm joking.
I was gonna say. Sorry, in my initial thoughts too. I liked that he Thored her ass. I mean, that was completely what happened. And yeah, y'all called it. It's exactly what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking Thored the fuck out of it.
Thored.
Was there even
he got Thored?
There was even rain. When she tried to pick it up, I mean, they went straight down to the T with it. That's almost what was maddening, too. Like, it was like, look. Ah,
I like that, though.
You like the similarities. You want to see. Yeah.
And this is Emmy and I's.
Reminded of a simpler time.
This is Emmy and I's personalities here, too. One of us is getting a new bed in a couple of weeks, and one of us has a 9-year-old bed and thinks it's okay to keep that bed. You know, and it is. So do you like change? Fast. Do you it's welcome change or do you like the same thing you've had for 9 years and you just want to sleep in it? So
it's a good fucking mattress.
Now, if you think Emmy should get a new bed, let us know.
I pay us more.
Yeah. Sound off in the comments on why you think
with money
you should pay for her bed.
Sound off in the comments with money. I love it. With money. Just pay us.
You think I need a better bed, a different bed?
I don't need your comments. Yeah. I need your cash. Thanks.
Fucking pay me.
she just uses a little bit of the money to paint the frame of her current bed a different color and then spends the rest
buy a Bugatti.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about the plot of this episode. Thor 1. I'm joking. I'll go a little bit further. So obviously, Hela is wreaking havoc, and no god should have dominion over death who has very little appreciation of life, Odin says to his daughter Hela, and Odin casts her out. Wear this crown. If she know mercy, she may possess the power of Hela. There's rain, there's wind woo, there's all kinds of fun stuff, and once again, I am the goddess of death. We see that she's very much I am Thor, blah, blah, blah. It's a very, very similar arc. Father, please don't do this to me. You can tell she's still really, really struggling with that. And we see that, hey, magic still exists in Midgard through the Ten Rings. She's almost captivated by this. And there's flowers, knives, fire. I know that was a big one. And when all the cosmos have been conquered, he is born. A king must tame his threats and ensure they fight for him. Pretty cool stuff. Anyway, Odin seeks the Ten Rings because Hela goes missing. I think he's just immediately like, Hela's missing. Time to wreak havoc. I was like, wait, what? What's happening now? Like, she's learning. He could have watched her the entire time. So, she's learning the cultures, learning the ways. Obviously, this is something to do with her personal growth. You just said if she showed mercy, she can possess the power. Wait, you're coming down to steal the Ten Rings now? Wait, what? And, I came far to avenge you. He's such a dick in this. I came far to avenge you. You return back to me as property. Doesn't feel like a daughter, just feels as if, just really, really made you not like Odin.
She's a tool.
Yeah, exactly. You will obey. Executioner. Yeah, you will obey. And you had your throne. You throw away your sword. And you threw away your sword, but you didn't realize it was your own daughter. Really good line here. I did love that line from Hela there. Let us end this violence once and for all. And since when does my daughter pass on an opportunity to end a life? And that's when her crown returns. She takes on this light, which is really cool. I'm starting to like this episode the more I talk about the end of it. You eclipse me. The throne is yours. The nine realms will know freedom, Hela proclaims, and I will give peace the chance it deserves. So the Ten Rings and the armies of Asgard, they built an empire that spanned the cosmos. They were liberators, and the darkest of hearts will know peace. What a really fucking cool ending. Still didn't like the whole how we got there and how it was pretty much the same thing. I thought the last 5 minutes was the strongest part of this entire episode. But yeah, overall, Thor won with really cool 5 minutes at the end.
Yeah, Thor won and Shang-Chi. I mean, she's her and is it Tao Lo?
Yes.
Her training in Tao Lo.
Very reminiscent of Shang-Chi.
Exactly Shang-Chi.
Yeah, exactly.
But you're right. The ending is a little bit more.
I love the light. Help. I love how she looked when she regained her crown. I will say that was a pretty fucking cool moment.
Hella the white.
Hella the white. There you go.
I thought that was hella crazy. I thought that was... I thought it was great. I don't know. Hella the white, though. That is really fucking funny.
Nobody else thought that?
No. Oh. Get off the gray. Okay. That's what they used to call me once.
I think
Hela the killer.
Hela killer.
The name of this episode alone threw me because by the end I was mad that that's what it was called. Is Hela? What if Hela found the Ten Rings? Hela didn't get the Ten Rings. She didn't use really the Ten Rings. She just finds Wenwu.
And... No, but she finds the Ten Rings, like the organization.
Iron Man. I can get on board with that, Amy. I can get on board with that. That's a good call. Yeah.
Because I was pissed about the same thing, but I was like, no, she technically did find the Ten Rings. It's just not.
It is confusing though. I was like, I was 100% thinking just like Keith when I read the title, and you.
Well, it just makes you think of her using them, and God, I would have loved to have seen that.
Yes.
And that's just all I was thinking of was them as the weapon.
Man, Marvel with the cock tease, man. Just straight up.
You guys want to hear my biggest? Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Speaking of a cock tease, though, I thought that she was going to get the Ten Rings because there's the whole moment with her and Wenwu where he says something like, I'm not your father. And I was like, yeah, but I'm going to be your daddy. Like, he very much is like trying to get on that. Like, he's trying to slide in her DMs, if you know what I mean.
Prefer the dress.
She had the Riz, and he wanted a piece of it. He was ready. Yeah.
She got that.
He does what anyone does when they meet Kate Blanchett with a little bit more eyeshadow.
That eyeshadow.
The character of both. Yeah, I mean, that's how I know it's her in the, an upcoming episode as well. It's just the black around the eyes.
That's Hela. That's Hela. Yeah.
The two characters are great in their respective movies, and they're both family characters, and they're both characters that get killed in one episode, one movie. Mm-hmm. So they both get a little underserved. So that part, I liked that they were clearly that's what they wanted to do with this episode was, hey, people really like these two. Let's give them their own what if. It just didn't hit enough and deviate from what we'd seen before enough. But my biggest nitpick, do you want to hear?
Yes.
I have audio.
Yes.
So the voice of the character, the teacher at Tao Lo.
Mm-hmm.
Am I saying that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. It is Tao
Lo. Tao Lo.
Is a voice actress. First of all, I thought it was supposed to be Shang-Chi's mom. It's not. It's another character entirely. And the voice actress is Lauren Tom, which played Julie on Friends, if you're a big Friends fan, way back in season like 1 and 2. Loved Julie. She was hilarious in the show. In this role, for some reason, she sounds like the voice-to-text lady for TikTok, and it drives me fucking crazy. The whole time she talks, I'm sitting there going, this sounds like an Olay commercial or something.
I never put that together. Oh, I'm going to have to go back and listen to it now.
I got some audio for us.
Okay.
Maybe this could... It's 15 seconds long, but it probably won't. Yeah, let's try this out.
Let's try it.
Oh, I'm going to turn this sucker up.
We're professionals.
Turn the sucker up.
Turn it up.
You hear that? Watch Mojo, and today we're oh, that's not it. Hang on.
Well, she sounds just like the Watch Mojo person, too. That's crazy.
Sounds so much like the Watch Mojo person. It's great. No. The character is essentially showing her how to do origami. Maybe I can do this. Hold on. Let me take these off. I don't know how loud it is with these on. One more time.
Oh, I can't hear it.
I can't.
Yeah, all right. We'll put it in post. All right. But yeah, essentially she sounds like the text to talk to text voice on TikTok, and it just drove me insane. And that's what took me out of it a little bit.
Okay. I'm going to rewatch this just so I can hear that. I'm not even kidding.
I feel like that's fair.
Yeah.
I'm going to find a way to show you guys. I want to get your reactions on this.
So
I'm gonna play them back to back for you, but we'll do it some other day.
What were some of your favorite parts of this episode, Emmy? I mean, obviously you Hela getting her crown and kicking ass. I know, I'm sure, and finding like a new redemption arc. But what stood out to you in particular?
I liked that she seemed very low key. Like she seemed low key, low key.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know what I mean.
But we saw that also in Ragnarok as well. Neil, yeah, you know what I mean.
But it was more, I feel like in Ragnarok, it was more menacing. And this was more kind of like, once she loses her powers, she's like kind of mischievous, more mischievous and less murdery.
That's fair. You know? That's fair. Yeah.
Trading one M for the other.
Yeah.
I loved getting to see, and I'm watching this episode. I cannot fucking remember its name. And I'm so sorry. And I wrote down Murphy, Mosby, it's Morris. Morris is the little
butt-face thing.
Butt-face, yeah. Morris did return. And there was a fucking funny joke, too. Oh, my gosh. I can't remember what the joke was, but it was real. Oh, well, the first ass I've followed into battle.
Yes.
Fucking hysterical. I laughed out loud at that.
I did like that.
And what a burn to her father. What a burn.
It is
sick burn.
Sick burn, but fucking hilarious. Enjoyed it.
I just liked her confidence once she was on Earth and didn't completely realize that she didn't have powers. And she kept saying, like, I command you, and like would do like the hair thing. Mm-hmm. And she was like, usually that gets a bigger reaction. Like she's just her confidence is not swayed, even though she still slays. Yes.
Yeah.
It's like Thor 1, where he comes in and smashes a mug on the ground and he wants to ride
Keith,
a horse.
Keith, no more. This is an
we're not doing it anymore?
This is an original story that we're falling all in love with, okay? Don't show.
Oh wow. Okay. Damn.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, now that I know the narrative. You don't have to be an ass.
I'm not being an ass, Emmy. I am telling the truth.
It's not the first ass I've podcasted with.
Oh, shit! Yeah!
Won't be the last.
No goodness. What else did you like about Thor 1?
Well, that's mean. Still being an ass.
That was short-lived.
I'm going to start saying that. Whenever I ask a kid to do something, instead of saying, like, hey, can you please sit in your seat? I'm going to be like, sit in your seat. I command you.
Oh, it's a lot more.
That was what I thought the entire episode.
It's a lot more menacing.
I think you can pull it off.
Yeah.
I think you can do it.
There's probably going to be a lot more parent-teacher conferences in your future. I'm just going to call it right now. But try it. See how it goes. Hope you have a good time. Hope you have a good time.
Yeah. I'm not coming to this parent teacher conference. I command you.
I don't think that's how it works, but yeah, okay. All right. I don't think you command people after the fact that you're not going
to not go.
Yeah, but either way, hey, we'll work on how we do that later. So
I'm gonna try it out.
Okay,
I think I got the audio now. Tell me this doesn't sound like a really just put on fake kind of sounding thing voice. Here we go. Oh, for God's sakes.
I'm having deja vu.
Making something out of nothing. Of finding infinite possibility in the blankest of canvases.
You are so spot on.
Focus.
You are so spot on.
You know what I mean? It sounds like a perfume ad or something. That's how she talked the whole episode. Yeah. It was that insane.
That is so spot on, dude. Like, I could not agree more with you. I'm glad you actually found that clip. Yeah.
Yes!
Yeah, that's 100%.
All right.
What do you got? Pizza bites? What do you got, man?
Renee cooked. So chicken.
Oh, damn.
Yeah,
she's
that's like a full fucking meal, dude.
YouTube.com/TheAvengers to check out my wife's cooking. Holy shit, man. It's some good shit.
Is that, hold on. I'm sorry. Is that chicken, mashed potatoes, and roasted potatoes?
So here's the thing. We've had these mashed potatoes that she's been wanting to cook for a long time. So this is her way of saying it. I wanted these out of my fucking fridge. So eat these with your other potatoes and shut the hell up. So that's, trust me.
Two different kinds of potatoes on a plate. Oh, I love it. I love it.
Starches. Yeah. You always have to have your starch with a side of starch. So I'm stoked about it. So yeah,
you're going to eat the whole thing in front of us right now like a mukbang, right?
Actually, we're going to end this podcast in just a moment. And then I'm going to...
Like a mukbang.
In between editing the show, I'm going to eat it. So if you're wondering, man, these episodes, they're really nice. That's because I've had the power of my wife's cooking while editing. You're welcome, everybody. All right. Anyway, what if episode 7? Any other thoughts, Simi?
So two more things. Yeah. The line liberators, I feel like that's a maybe not a loaded word, but like I feel like there were some people going around the world at certain points in time being like, "We're liberators." And like actually they were not that.
Enslavers.
Yes. Yeah. Yes,
conquerors, so conquistadors.
Yeah, I didn't love that language because I truly do think that they were out there doing good things.
Yeah.
And not like the bad connotation of liberators.
Mm, that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah, it's fair.
And then also this is a stupid note after that.
What? You with a stupid note? That's crazy.
Yeah.
I want to hear
I'm just being asked to Emmy tonight.
It's fine.
You're just like, yeah, well, fuck. All right.
Yeah, stupid note. I have it. Okay, cool. Let's do it. Okay. I have next to Morris makes fart noise, and I can't remember. Is there a point when he makes a fart noise?
No, but you were watching, and when you were watching, you farted on the couch.
I farted.
And so you wanted to tell the story of you farting. So here it is. Let us know.
Oh, you know what? Actually, it says short. I did. Yeah, that's true. I did.
Pitched a loaf in your pants while you were watching this episode, didn't you?
Yeah, because it was so good. It was so good. I shit myself.
I think that's all we have for episode 7. Anyone else have any notes on shitting themselves before we head on out?
What if Emmy found the 10 loaves?
And I did. They were in my pants.
Thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it, guys. If you somehow like this episode, please give us a 5-star rating on your podcast platform of choice. It goes a long way with us getting eyes and ears on this show. Want to support the show? patreon.com/adventurespodcast. $1 tier goes a long way with keeping the show's lights on. We appreciate it. Also, want to check out the video version of this show? See my wife's cooking. youtube.com/TheAvengers. We really appreciate it. Thank you so much, guys. Keith, Emmy, any final words before we call it a show?
I didn't expect us to get scatological tonight, but I'm so glad we did.
Hell yeah. Emmy?
I'm going to say all the words I know in Spanish that are bad. Culo. Puta. Caca.